With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A presidential declaration.
America is back.
And so is Donald Trump. President Trump on Capitol Hill last night, delivering the first major speech of his second term, declaring the golden age of America has only just begun.
Addressing a joint session of Congress, the president said his new administration hit the ground running 6 weeks ago.
It has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action.
He also laid out his agenda to combat illegal immigration, cut the size of the federal government, and impose tariffs, something he acknowledged may cause some temporary pain.
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that. It won't be much.
The president also announced that Ukraine's leader is ready to return to the negotiating table.
It's time to end the senseless war.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan delivering the Democratic response to the president's address.
We need a more efficient government. You want to cut waste? I'll help you do it. But change doesn't need to be chaotic or make us less safe.
Some of Slotkin's fellow Democrats were far less measured in their response. They heckled the president throughout the speech. One of them jumped up, shouting, waving around a walking stick. That lawmaker had to be escorted from the chamber by the sergeant at arms. Governor Tate Reeves with word of two deaths in Mississippi after powerful storms raked parts of the state. And portions of Oklahoma and Texas also took a pounding, suffering a lot of property damage. Blinding dust storms in the southwest, blizzards with whiteout conditions in the Midwest, some areas dealing with an elevated risk of wildfires. On Wall Street this morning, stocks higher. The Dow is up about 245 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 97 points. This is SRN News. A prayer campaign against a suicide bill.
The British Parliament is considering a measure that would allow people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor, and Christian Concern wants to stop it. The UK-based ministry is urging believers to mark Lent by joining in a prayer campaign for a no vote on the bill. During the 40 days of Lent, Christians are being asked to spend 1 minute a day asking God to derail the legislation, which critics say would end up pressuring the old and the disabled to kill themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau is seeking permission to delete questions about so-called gender identity from a monthly survey. The agency says the request is being made to align with President Trump's order to strip federal money from programs that promote gender ideology. At the same time, the statistical agency has canceled a spring meeting for an advisory committee. It was set up to provide guidance for the census in the year 2030. This is SRN News. There is an investigation underway at one suburban New York middle school.
Police are looking into how a student got hold of marijuana gummies and gave them to about a dozen classmates. 11 ended up going to hospitals. It happened at William Floyd Middle School in Mauritius, a Long Island community. Suffolk County police say the sickened students were 13 and 14-year-olds. It's not immediately clear whether the student who handed them out knew what they contained. There have been similar incidents at other U.S. schools in recent years. John Scott reporting.
A towering fountain of lava is spewing from a volcano on Hawaii's Big Island again. Webcam video shows surging streams of bright red molten rock in the latest episode of the on-and-off eruption. The eruption began back on December 23rd in a crater at the summit of Kilauea in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. This is the current eruption's 12th episode. SRNNews.com.